right, welcome back to the Artist Connection podcast. This is Matt Kasar here today with a very special guest, Madeline Paxson. Welcome.
Hello.
Hey. So we're recording this on September 1st, and like I said, it's going to go out very soon after we speak because today is a very important day for you. Why don't you tell us what's going on today in your world?
Today is the official release day for my film, Blood Punch.
Well, that's exciting, and I had the opportunity to see it, and I could not stop watching it. I mean, I loved it.
Well, that's great. That's what we like to hear.
And let me tell you just what I loved about it. Because to say, as I was watching it, and I'm not going to give any spoilers or anything, of course. I want people to, you know, unravel it all like I had the opportunity to. But I love the kind of movie where not only do you not know what's going to happen next, but you're trying to figure out what you just saw. Or where is this, you know, where is this going, and what does that mean? And then there's another thing in front of you. Just when you think you have it, just when you think, oh, okay, there's some semblance of something I knew before, it changes. And that's what keeps you through the entire movie. Loved it.
Like a bunch of switchbacks, back and forth.
Yeah, you don't know what's next. And that's something that, to me, as a fan of movies, you know, I know that Quentin Tarantino in the 90s probably flipped a script on a lot of things in terms of storytelling with Pulp Fiction, where you're getting into the story in different segments and you don't know where exactly it's happening. But you took that one step further in this thing, and I can't say enough about it.
Well, thank you so much. I'm glad that you actually respond to that, because, you know, we're never sure when you put out that kind of thing how it's going to go over.
Yeah, it's true. It's true, because, you know, and I wanted to talk about this a little bit later, but let's just jump into it right now. Of course, I want to learn about you, and I want to talk about the movie. But when you think of audiences, for not only for a movie like this, but just audiences in general, it feels like, as a culture, our attention span has gotten a lot shorter. And this summer, I went to a lot of concerts, you know, with my family. I saw a lot of different bands, from local bands all the way up to U2 and The Who and Robert Plant. You know, people have been doing it forever, have a huge audience, but yet no matter what the concert was, throughout the show, people are getting up and leaving their seats and getting beers and coming back. And I know that's always happened, but it just seems like now it's a steady stream of people moving all the time. So to get somebody's attention today and not only grab their attention, but keep it for an hour and a half or an hour and 40 minutes must feel like such an incredible thing to take on before you got started. Is that something that you think about?
Well, we generally, that's sort of the end hope, you know, your hope for it at the end.
Yeah.
But if you go into it thinking that way, you'll almost freak yourself out too much.
I bet. Yeah, I bet.
You know, so you have to kind of go with your own gut and your own taste, and do what you think you would like. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's great advice. I've heard that from a lot of creative people, from authors to musicians. Do what you like first, and then from there, the audience, hopefully, the audience will follow.
Yeah, exactly, because, you know, otherwise you're painting yourself into a very scary corner.
Yeah, absolutely. Well done. I can't say it enough. As this being your directorial debut, you really knocked it out of the park.
Well, thank you. I just want to give a shout out to the screenwriter who's responsible for all the amazing storytelling, Eddie Gazillion. Who is also an executive producer on the movie. So,
nice.
You know, we did it all together. We can get into our backstories more later.
Sure, sure, absolutely.
That part of the...
Yeah. Because a lot of your experiences have been as a writer.
Yes, exactly. And that's one of the interesting things to notice now, that, boy, directors sure get a lot more credit than writers. I've always known this, but I feel like I'm getting a lot more credit than the writer. I don't know, because what is it, right? You know, maybe directors are the front man, so to speak.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's interesting that I would think, and I've never done either, so the only way that I can imagine is you have the writer come up with the story, and in whatever, you know, whatever form that takes, be it a script or a book or whatever, and then the director is the one who's interpreting the story, and now you're giving the visual, and you're, I guess, making the decisions of what parts of the story stay in, what stays out. Is that the relationship that you had?